debate. Right now, more U.S. Open talk, and we're going to talk to the man himself. We have a number for Tiger Woods. Still staying out there in California in the afterglow of his tremendous victory, his greatest win ever is what he called it. His 14th major as he takes the U.S. Open on the 19th hole of the playoff.
Hello?
Tiger Woods, please.
Speaking.
Hey, Tiger, it's the Musers.
How do you guys always find me?
Yeah.
That's something.
Good to talk to you.
Congratulations, Tiger. That was just tremendous.
Oh, thanks, Junior. I really appreciate that. Boy, this was a hard win.
Was it?
Yeah, because, you know, I don't know if y'all know this, because I don't know if they mentioned it on the broadcast, but my knee was really screwed up.
Yeah, that's about all they talked about.
I was screwed up royally, Giorgio. It hurt so bad. I had to take two children's Tylenol yesterday.
Oh, gosh.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, my knee has been messed up for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now, did you injure it swinging the golf club, or how exactly did you injure it?
No, I basically, my knee hurts from kicking so much ass over the last 12 years. And just that repeated kicking motion, you know. Just,
yeah.
Yeah, I kind of messed up my knee.
Right.
I had surgery on it.
Yeah.
And everything was, like, fine. You know, my pediatrician said, you know, I'm good to go.
Your doctor?
And then, like, the day before the tournament started, I fell off the trampoline.
Oh,
that's what did it.
Right. And I fell down a ravine.
Golly.
And then into a pond full of gators.
Oh, my gosh.
And luckily, and I thought I was going to be the next Chubbs Peterson. I was, like, freaked out. Here I am. I've just fallen off a trampoline, which, by the way, not too smart to be jumping on a trampoline, like, 48 hours after knee surgery.
No.
I had a series of knee surgeries. Anyway, so then I fall down, and then I'm in the gator pond, and I'm thinking I'm going to be the next Chubbs Peterson. And then luckily, I was able to beat them off. And they seem to really like that, so.
The gators.
Yeah, they left me alone.
Yeah.
You found a way to combat them.
That's right. Grab a stick and then hit them.
Yeah.
I royally screwed up my knee. It damn hurt.
Yeah, we could tell. No. We saw you wincing a lot.
Yeah, it affected my game, too. I was hitting the ball all over the hell place.
Right.
I was helling all over there.
You've obviously just discovered cussing, and you've got to cut down on that.
I know, isn't it great? I love cussing.
No, it's not good, especially
that crap is so much fun to do.
Especially the GD bombs you're throwing out there. That's not good.
Oh, is the microphone picking that up?
Yes, mm-hmm. Loud and clear.
Thank goodness Earl isn't still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be upset.
He would beat the holy damn out of me.
Oh, gosh.
He would. That was a great tournament, wasn't it?
Oh, it was
awesome.
Did
you guys see it? Was it on television?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
we saw
TV.
It.
I guess it wasn't an immediate win.
Oh gosh, Tiger.
But,
yeah, you had to go 19 holes yesterday.
But I finally kicked Rocco's golf butt.
Yeah.
Does he annoy you guys as much as he annoys me? He oversweats.
Oversweats.
Yeah, and he oversmiles and he overtalks. I mean, shut the crap up, you know? You're like a woman, Rocco. You're just always gabbing.
Well, he played well, though. He had a good tournament.
It was. You know, he really battled for a long time. And it was a really long tournament. And after the playoff round, I don't know if y'all saw this, but we went into sudden death.
Yeah, I saw it.
Which made me think of my dad, Earl. Experience of sudden death.
Yeah,
he did.
I dedicated that win to him.
Well, that's good.
And I didn't see Phil Mickelson too much over the weekend.
No.
What happened to him challenging me?
Well, he kind of fell back a little bit. The quad didn't help.
Was he too busy in the ladies' pro shop buying a sports bra?
All right. Come on.
What kept him from challenging me?
Boy, you have quite a rivalry with him, don't you?
See my wife, Elin?
Yeah, we saw her.
Really pretty.
I love her so.
Yeah.
My wife, Elin, the white woman who controls all my wealth and half my baby.
Right.
She's so hot.
Yeah.
So hot. And that cute little daughter I have.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she's very
Isn't she
cute.
Beautiful?
Yep.
How did I make that?
Well,
I mean, literally, how did I make that? I've never been nude in the same room with Elon. How could I possibly gotten pregnant?
Oh, I don't know.
That's a good question.
Yeah. All right. right, guys.
Well, hey, congrats.
Oh, George.
I was going to say congratulations. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, and I'm going to make an announcement sometime soon about my golf fate.
Ooh, okay. Interesting.
I may be announcing that I'm quitting while I'm on top.
No, wow. You'd be cheating us of so many great years.
Speaking of cheating, did you know Elon hasn't been home for the past 12 nights? Don't you owe me, George.
I'll do it if I want.
He's the U.S. Open champ, George.
That's right, the U.S. Open champ. And you know what that means? I can kill you.
Whoa.
With impunity. Speaking of, guess what?
What?
You know, because I'm so rich now, I have a whole line of tiger clones, human clones, that I use as a body part farm.
Yeah.
I'm getting a new knee put in tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to kill a homeless tiger clone and get a new knee. Can't stop me.
I wish I could.
Bye.
Bye. It was Fake Tiger. 847 here on Sports Radio 13.